as easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
And on the line, I'm now joined by Sis Patricia Komani, who is the author of the journal, the Reset Journal, the Vision Reset Journal, and she's on the line with me. My queen, how are you doing today?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm doing very well. Welcome yet again today.
Thanks for having me once again.
We in 2022, ne? Okay, I'm talking Setswana, now I have to come back. We want to get things right in 2022. We want to do things right in 2022. We don't want to miss our vision. We want our vision to come to pass, all our visions to come to pass. We want them to come to reality. As we are trusting God, as we are believing God for an awesome 2022. Last week, when we spoke to you, we finished our talk and we explained what the vision is, and we touched on the areas of focus where our vision is concerned. So let's just go back 2 seconds, 2 minutes, just to explain to somebody who's joining us for the first time today, what is a vision? How can one explain a vision? I know that we touched even on the book of Habakkuk. We are free to go back to that book. We are free to use the Bible and look at it in the Bible. So what is a vision?
Okay, thank you. But to go back to Habakkuk 2 verse 2, right? Mm-hmm. It says, write the vision down and make it plain. For me, a vision, it's merely the goal that you have that you can imagine or picture with your eyes closed. Because the word vision comes from the word visual. Hmm. Visual, what you see, right? So a vision, it's a goal that you see with your eyes closed, in short, or in summary.
So with your eyes closed.
Yeah. So meaning that you don't need to see with your physical eyes. Mm. When you imagine.
You don't have to be there physically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But you can picture it, you know. You can picture yourself accomplishing that goal. Mm-hmm. If we go back to our example of being the CEO, I can picture myself being a CEO. Mm-hmm. How does being a CEO look like? When I say picture, not necessarily just the picture itself, the image, but how does a CEO look like in the sense of what does it consist of being a CEO? Where would I see myself as a CEO? Do I have a specific company? Do I have a specific industry? You know, you can picture, imagine all of those. It's not just, okay, I want to be a CEO, and then it ends there.
Yeah.
You can visualize it. It goes beyond just you saying it.
It goes beyond that. And so what are the benefits in having a vision?
Please repeat. I think I'm...
What are the benefits of me having a vision as well?
Well, I think of the Bible. I'm trying to remember the actual verse. Mm-hmm. But it says, my people shall perish due to lack of knowledge, right?
Yes.
So the benefit of me of having a vision would be, well, one, you acquire knowledge in order you pursue knowledge. So that would be one. Two, it gives me purpose to live. If I don't have any goals or anything, I don't have that drive to pursue anything. I don't have that drive to I don't have the drive to just
to pursue
longer than what I see myself today. I'm comfortable with where I am. I'm okay with not going further. I'm okay with not growing intellectually, mentally, even spiritually or physically. So having the vision, it pushes you, you know, to grow as an individual. It pushes you to also have an implementation plan. Because if I just have a goal or a dream and I don't visualize it, I will not really go further saying, how do I actually make this a reality? So those would be the benefits that I can think of.
And so you spoke about focus areas, areas of focus. Okay, now Spongile is good. Your spiritual areas, your financial. And can you just run through those quickly as well for somebody who's just joining us for the first time today?
Okay. So when having vision, it would be advisable to just have vision in all aspects of your life. And what are the aspects of your life? The spiritual goals or the spiritual aspect of your life, the financial, the relationship, the physical and personal. So when talking about spiritual would be, how would you want to grow spiritually? If, for example, I use myself and I say, Patricia prays 3 times a day and I want to get closer to God. Mm-hmm. How do I make that a reality? Did I say 3 times a day? 3 times a month. Mm-hmm. How do I make that a reality? Mm-hmm. A reality then would be, maybe I need to pray. I need to start praying every day, mm-hmm. for example. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I go further on. Patricia is not reading the Bible. Maybe I need to start reading one verse mm-hmm. a day and accelerate from there. That would be the spiritual vision. Where do you want to see yourself spiritually?
And
yes. How do you then implement that vision, that visual that you're seeing yourself in being spiritually? Mm-hmm. Financial would be your financial goals, you know, and that looks different for everybody. Some people's financial goal would be first clearing the debt.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to clear my 100,000 debt, how does that look like? Mm. How am I going to start? Where do I get the money? What is the duration period for me to actually get that paid off?
Mm.
For others would be, I want to be a millionaire. And I think that's like the famous one with our generation. I want to retire by the age of 40. I must be a multimillionaire by the age of 40.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what most of us are saying. But then how does that actually look like in real life?
Mm.
How old are you now? Let's say I'm 33, for example, and I want to be a multimillionaire by the age of 40. That is 7 years. What do I actually have in my current bank account?
Mm.
How much will I actually need to save, or what investments do I need to tackle in order for me to be a multimillionaire by the age of 40?
Mm.
So that would be the financial goals. It looks different for everybody. Others, their financial goals might be just to be in a place where they are able to have enough money so that they can be a blessing to other people.
Mm.
How are you going to tackle that? It looks different for
everybody. How do we get there? Yeah.
How do we get there? Yeah.
Is there anything far-fetched? I've heard people saying, your vision is too far-fetched. Is there anything like that? Or we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
I'm struggling to answer this because I honestly believe there's nothing impossible.
Yeah.
It might be far-fetched if you're not willing to put in the work.
And it's so always too far-fetched to somebody who's not in your shoes.
Yeah.
To you, it might be a big thing, but you know that you will get there with the help of the Lord.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. So, for example, let's say I want to be, go back to the example of the multimillionaire, right?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I want to be a multimillionaire by the age of 40,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not doing anything about it. Then it becomes far-fetched.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that advert.
Yeah.
There's an advert that you'd be like, one day is one day. Then the next year, one day is one,
one day. Is one day.
And then the next thing, they've got gray hair. Still saying one day is one day.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, for somebody else, they were like, by the age of this, I'm going to do this.
And so be the doer. Yeah.
They did it. And for them, it wasn't far-fetched. So it all depends on, are you willing to put in the work?
Okay. All righty then. And so you were just about to do the other two before we check on today. Or did we do all four of the areas of focus?
Relationship goals, then I guess, would be, how would you want your relationships to look like? Do you need to change relationships? Do you need to improve your relationships?
Uh-huh.
Where do you see yourself in terms of relationships? And that is just relationships in general.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends, your colleagues, your family, your love, your spouse, regardless, you know, your children, if you've got children, how would you want that relationship to look like? And what do you need to do to acquire that relationship?
Alrighty then.
Then physical wellness and personal growth. Personal growth is just, I guess, what you need to do to grow. Where do you want to see yourself? Where do you see yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to this podcast and the author of Atomic Habits,
mm-hmm.
James Clear, he mentioned, first discover who do you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you know, you work on your habits and your visions and your goals. So I guess that's what personal growth would look like. How do you see yourself 2 years from now, 3 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly do I need to do to become that person?
Mm-hmm. And the Bible talks about being the doers. The Lord always empowers us, but do we become the doers? And so we have to learn to be the doers of the word. And so today we are looking at how we can get to a point where we see our vision coming to reality. What is it that we need to put into place to make sure that we get there?
Well, for starters, I would say be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. So in introspection, do you really want what you claim you want? Is this really your vision, or is this something that you've just been saying but you have no intentions or desires of actually materializing this vision or goal that you have. So be honest with yourself. Make sure that your vision is clear.
Mm.
So when I say clear, it should be specific. If we go back to, for example, spiritual, I want to grow spiritually. What does that mean? Grow spiritually in what sense? Because if your vision is not clear, you won't be able to put an implementation plan that works towards that vision. So you need to make sure that you are clear in and realistic on your vision. So realistic, what I mean by realistic, depends on, once again, how much you are willing to put into it. If I say I want to be a multimillionaire, if I've used that example again, but I'm not willing to save the specific amount, or I'm not willing to get into specific investments for me to be able to get that money at that period, then I'm not being realistic. But if I know that I will push, then I become realistic. So you need to be realistic. And realistic is literally on a personal level. It will look different for everybody. The other one that I would say would be, then after that, you develop a concrete plan. Now you sit down and start analyzing. Okay, fine. I know I want to do A, B, C. I know that I want it to be done by this period, whether it's this year, next year, or 10 years from now. You know that, right? How do I then break down? If we say in the year 2022, I want to learn how to swim. Cool. You want to learn how to swim. Then that's the plan. Then the plan would be, I actually need to find out how long does it take for a person to learn how to swim statistically. I need to find out how much would this actually cost me financially. I need to find out where can I learn how to swim. Would it be a place close to my house? Would it be a place close to my workplace or my school place, wherever? So it's like you need to create a concrete plan that then will allow you to make sure that you make your vision come to reality. If your plan is not concrete, it's very easy for you to just lose hope or change your mind. So, for example, let's say I stay in, I don't know, Stain City, in Jesus' name. I stay in Stain City, and I choose my swimming lessons to be in Val, for example. That's a drastic example, but just an example. The mere fact that there's such a distance between the two, I automatically feel lazy. And I might not even push to be consistent, because when I think about, oh my gosh, I must leave Stain City to go to Val, that is so long, I might as well. But then if I choose someone that is close by, I really don't distance is no longer an excuse. I've cut out that excuse. So make sure that your plan is concrete and it works. It eliminates unnecessary excuses. And also, I would say understand that the process requires time. One of my weaknesses would be I like, if I want something to be done, I want it to be done now. And when you look at the Bible, most of, you know, the people we admire from the Bible, from Joseph, from Abraham, from Saul, most of them, their process, even Jesus, you know, the process took long because everything is being done in orderly form, step by step. And so that's another thing that we need to understand, that reaching your goal or materializing your vision, it's a process. In that process, you learn what works, you learn what doesn't work, you accept the vision is required, you learn more about yourself, but it's a process. It's not just something that is automatic. There's a say that says, Rome wasn't built in one day.
Yeah.
You know, it's a process. So you need to be patient with yourself. You need to understand that, yes, granted, if my vision takes 5 years, I can't expect by the end of December to have everything done. It's a process. And I think my favorite, maybe most probably should have been the second thing that said.
Your favorite. I like that.
Have faith in God. And have faith in God in the sense that, yes, he's God, he's in control, but he's all-knowing. So if he gave you the vision, then he already knows that you are capable of materializing that vision. So have faith in that knowledge that God is there. He has entrusted you. For the mere fact that he has entrusted you, he knows that you are capable. And even if when you feel like you're not capable, you've got the access, being the Holy Spirit himself, he'll assist you and he'll provide the resources that is required to make sure that your vision comes into reality.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for equipping us. And I hope that we are taking notes as we are making sure that in 2022, come 2023, I have to be talking a different story. Some of us, when Patricia, my queen, we have had these visions, but we never took time to even write down. You know, we never even took time to take a step. We have these visions. Siyakhuluma, we speak.
Yeah,
but never take a step of even writing, starting there, or even taking steps to make sure that we are bringing them through to reality. So thank you so much for equipping the saints. And I'm hoping that next time when we talk to you, hoping that we will be with you next week again, I would love for you to explain the vision board. I mean, the world is talking about a vision board. The world says, write your vision and make a vision board. You spoke about a vision board in one's mind. You know, see it in your mind, imagine it and all that. And that's what the world says. And the world says, put it down on paper. Put it where you can see it. When you wake up, see it. And that will lead you to. So let's talk about a vision board. I believe it's still another way of writing the vision down, as the Lord says we ought to. And so you can also see it. So next week, we'll be doing that. Thank you so much for today. For family members seeking to talk to you directly, I know I have to release you. So for family members seeking to talk to you directly, how do they reach you?
They can email me at pcomani@gmail.com or follow me on Facebook, Trisha's Thoughts. So Thoughts as in thinking, right? Trisha's Thoughts. The spelling of that is TRICIAS, then Thoughts. Same with Instagram, Trisha's Thoughts.
Alrighty then. Thank you so much. A blessed one unto you. May God richly bless you and may He keep you through and through. We love you so much. Now we're going to take this like really serious. Take God at His word and see and taste and see that the Lord is good. And we thank God for using you to speak into our lives. May God richly bless you. Thank you, my queen.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.